I don't know about that. For an entirely different chocolate experience, we go now to Brussels, Belgium, where selling chocolate is anything but scrappy. Reporter Terry Schultz sent this postcard.
Atop the sloped Grand Sablon Square in Brussels sits a church. Its bell provides a somber ambiance for some of the most serious chocolate shopping in the world. A ticket to heaven for cocoa connoisseurs. Across the square are Godiva, Newhouse, and Whittemer. And then there is the elegant showroom of Pierre Marcolini, with specially trained salespeople who handle the little squares with white gloves, sealing purchases in specially designed wrappers, boxes, and bags. Christina Patate is the manager of the most chic branch of the most chic brand of world-famous Belgian chocolates. She describes some decorated with real gold.
It looks like jewels. That's what we want.
This multi-sensory feast doesn't come cheap, tourist Karen Greenberg found. She still bought small amounts of the highbrow brown stuff for family and friends back in New York.
It's worth it, yes. It very much is. If you love chocolate, it truly is.
Attitudes like this have traditionally helped the chocolate industry and its fans weather past crises. Market strategist Yves Van Landegem expects there'll be little impact on sales during this recession.
Indulging in the small stuff is kind of creating your own positive news.
Van Landegem says, in a crunch, consumers feel less pain giving up a new car than their favorite chocolate. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz on the Grand Sablon in Brussels.